Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Today is the final day in Israel with a group of Covenant Journey students. We have upcoming trips in June, July, and August. And we also have a trip that we'll talk about that you might be a part of. And it's part of the Liberty Ambassador Council VIP Tour of Israel coming up in October. We'll talk about that later on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Council. Well, today is a major day for us in Israel. We are in Jerusalem for our final day with this Covenant Journey group of students. We have about 50 people on this group, and they are from 30 different colleges and universities. Amazing variety of students, all Christians, all have leadership capabilities and potential, amazing young men and women, and today, amazing sights. We follow the final days of the life of Jesus. We begin at the pools of Bethesda and the St. Anne's Church right beside it. Amazing historical site. This is where Jesus healed the man who had been lame for many years. We go to Antonia Fortress, which is also called the Ecce Homo Praetorium, and this is where Jesus was taken before Pontius Pilate. We walk down the Via Dolorosa, the way of suffering. We go out the Damascus Gate, which that leads to Damascus. Paul on the road to Damascus would have walked out of that gate as he walked the road to Damascus. We then go to the Garden Tomb, which is an amazing facility, amazing place, just amazing, wonderful, and peaceful place where the tomb is empty, Holly, and you've been there before. It's amazing. And then we end our day with our final drive to Tel Aviv with our farewell dinner, and we board a flight in the early, early hours of the morning and arrive back in New York tomorrow. This is a Covenant Journey trip, and there is nothing like it. Life-changing for these young people.
Absolutely, Matt. You know, it's easy to talk about it, but when you actually go there and experience and go through the footsteps of Jesus and the areas that he was, and you look in that tomb and you see that's where his cloth would have been laid, and you look at the sign, he is not here, he is risen. And then go and take communion after that. There's just something that's such a spiritual impact on everyone's life, every student that's there, and all of us who have had a part of it. It's life-changing.
Yeah, and we learn from the Gospels that when the Apostle John and Peter ran to the tomb, John went ahead and Peter was behind, but he bolted in, and they saw that the tomb was empty, obviously, and the women had preceded them. They were the first eyewitnesses to the empty tomb.
Right, Mary.
But the cloth, the headpiece, the head covering of Jesus was folded up by itself, folded up. Now, why is that important? You just kind of like read over that. I know Holly
I know.
She has her hand up because she knows, Matt. She knows the answer to that. I'm not going to call on Holly right now.
Come on.
It would be a disadvantage. But when in the ancient Middle East, when the father gets up from the dinner table, if the father is done with the meal, the father throws the napkin crumpled up on the table. But if the father plans to return, is not finished with the meal, and doesn't want anyone clearing the dinner plate, the father folds the napkin. It's a reminder that the father is returning. Don't clear the dinner table.
Yes.
So when Jesus folded that napkin that went over his face, mm-hmm. what it was saying is, I am returning.
Back.
It's amazing.
Yes.
You know, you read over these things, and this is why going to Israel just so fills out the scripture for you, because these things that you read over, they become real meaningful to you.
It gives it context and visual context and tangible tactile context to be there, to see it, to actually walk in the footsteps of Jesus. And, you know, you mentioned the folding of the head cover. And so the Last Supper wasn't really the Last Supper. Jesus is coming back.
Yeah, when we do communion, we proclaim his death until he comes again. Mm-hmm. And so we have a communion service there in the garden tomb. So it's a wonderful way to end our experience, 10 days on this life-changing trip. Covenant Journey is the Ministry of Liberty Council, covenantjourney.org, covenantjourney.org. We have students from colleges and universities coming from more than 230 colleges and universities, Christians who are leaders. Incredible. In fact, one of the leaders we'll talk about maybe even this week. He was commissioned on a Friday, and on Saturday, he led the Pledge of Allegiance to 50,000 people gathered in Williams Stadium at Liberty University. He saluted the Commander-in-Chief, President Donald Trump, and he shook his hand. This young man just graduated. He is a Covenant Journey alumni and a Covenant Journey ambassador. They are amazing young people. And we'll talk a little bit about how it's life-changing, Holly, but you've been on one of these trips, and you bond with these young men and women. These are just incredible people, Gideon's army, if you will, that God is raising up.
Yeah, and they have a real heart for the Lord as well as for Israel. And you see the change that occurs in them throughout those 10 days. And when they're like, I want to do an internship, or I want to start something on my campus, or you see how they're able to implement in their life, or perhaps there's a personal connection they've made with their faith and their family as a result. So it is just life-changing. You know, you were talking about amazing students. We had one Covenant Journey, you had Jennifer Sullivan, who is the youngest female now in the Florida legislature.
Yeah, youngest female ever elected in the history of Florida.
So these are top-notch students. These aren't.
She's still in college.
Yeah.
She's still living at home. She's getting married later in the fall. So, I mean, you know, these young people are not just the potential, they're leaders.
Right, and this only cost them $500. The rest of it is underwritten by supporters. You know, so what an investment to make in our future is to be able to be a part of this Covenant Journey trip, even with the financial support.
Yeah, it's competitive, so we're not just looking for the 30,000 in terms of numbers, we're looking for the 300 Gideons.
Right.
Hey, so Matt, but it's not just the opportunity. Now, Covenant Journey is for students, but there's an opportunity for adults as well.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
in
October
2 through 11, there's the Liberty Ambassador Council Tour, and this is a tour that you can join us on. And amazingly, Holly, this is an incredible time, and Matt, this is the 50th year anniversary for the unification of Jerusalem. In fact, we were in Israel on May 24 when that is celebrated, when Jerusalem was unified again for the first time since the Roman Empire, and that was celebrated on May 24. Well, this year, 2017, is the 70th year since the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls. That's important because we discovered a full intact scroll of the book of Isaiah, 1,100 years older than anything that ever existed before, meaning it goes into the BC timeframe. So the critics that say, well, the Christians changed Isaiah to match their theological views for the Messiah. No, 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 it's the same scroll before Jesus was even born. And also, this is the 69th year. Next year is the 70th year of Israel's independence in 1948.
So what a phenomenal time to be over there celebrating all of this. You know?
And at the time that we'll be there, it will be the celebration of the Feast of Tabernacles.
Right.
And that looks back to the Exodus. It's where they left Egypt, and they were living in tents in the wilderness for 40 years. Mm-hmm. So it's that looking back and celebration of moving forward. So if you want to be a part of that, you can join us in this. We still have some places open. You can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, or go to our Christians in Defense of Israel website, cidisrael.org, cidisrael.org/take-the-trip. So cidisrael.org, scroll down, the best way to do it, click on the Liberty Ambassador Council Tour. You'll click on that, and it'll take you right to the website. You can register right now. It's not too late, but you'll get the experience that these young people are getting as well. And so it will combine the spiritual with the historical and modern aspects of Israel.
And you, as a result, will come back an ambassador for Israel. You know, God has a very strong opinion about the Holy Land. And so we need to come alongside that and agree with him in that. And when you go over to Israel and experience that, you really have a whole new understanding of that.
It's a completely different way of seeing the scriptures. They literally come alive for you. So go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, You can find the Covenant Journey webpage from there as well. You can support Covenant Journey. It's a 501c3 ministry affiliated with Liberty Council. If you want to change the life of a young person, there is no better way to do that, to impact their future. CovenantJourney.org, CovenantJourney.org. And if you want to join us for the trip to Israel in October, you can be a part of the Liberty Ambassador Council VIP tour. Go to lc.org. Or call us 407-875-1776. We'll tell you more information about how you can be a part of this amazing experience this coming October. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.